Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better act
something. Hat on.
Suit on.
Looking like a dapper dog.
Giving them all.
Just
like a million bucks.
Things in its cuffs.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
And listening to me,
Put
your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. Y'all listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey. Man, got a radio show. Real glad about it, too. You know, I hope that God always keeps me in the frame of mind to try to be sharing and try to be motivational and uplifting, even when it's not felt or wanted by some people. I have people around me who seem to not benefit at all for anything, and I can sit with them and talk to them or take meetings with them to try to encourage them, and for whatever reason, you know, they want to just keep going the way they're going. When you run into people like that, you have to pray for them. You have to just hope that one day that they release the chains on their mind and open up your mind to a new way of thinking. a couple of things I wanted to go over with you. I want you to all today, in terms of motivation, I want you to be aware of statements or old sayings that have been created that you hear over the course of time, and you may be applying them to your life, and I want you to be careful of some of them. Because some of these old sayings, man, are not designed for people who are dreamers, are not designed for people who have any aspirations of being extraordinary. These are not designs or sayings that people who want to be extremely successful at anything or have high aspirations to put these sayings into your life. Let me give you an example. Statistics say. That's it. That's the one I want you to be careful about. Statistics say. Be very careful of stats. When a person says, you know, statistics say one out of every what? See, listen to me. These are things that sound like they're good, sound, solid advice, but they're setting you up for failure. And you can't adhere yourself to a lot of these sayings that's been passed down from generations. And it's not scripture. It ain't in the scripture nowhere that statistics say. It's just some people. And a lot of people who have lost have come up with these sayings to justify why they keep losing or why they lost. When I was first got started in the business, there were more stand-ups around now than it is today, because the comedy boom in 84, 85 was, it was gaining a lot of momentum. It was comedy clubs, comedy nights everywhere. The statistic that a guy told me, I told him I wanted to be on the Johnny Carson show, the Tonight Show. The guy said one out of every 2,000 comedians ever make it to the Tonight Show. Okay. Now, when he told us that, some of the comedians in the room went, well, wow, man, that's rough. Because a guy had also said that there was approximately 6,000 comedians in the country at that time. I don't know if it was true. I'm just telling you, guy was out there spewing numbers. I have no idea how many it was. But he said one in every 2,000 will make it to the Tonight Show. And he let the air out of everybody in the room but me. So every night before I went on stage, I used to do this right here. Ba-da-ba-ba-da, ba-da-da-da-da, ba-da-ba-ba-da, ba-da-da-da-da. That was the Tonight theme song. I was young, opening act, nowhere near Hollywood. I was in Cleveland telling jokes at one-nighters, but that was my thing. Because I was bent and determined that if it's one in 2,000, okay, why don't I just be the one? Be careful when people say statistics say, because they are set up to for failure if you're going to adhere to them. See, that one in so many, if one in so many people win the lottery, but if you don't play the lottery, you ain't going to be the one to hit. Now, when the dude hit, you go, wow, he was lucky, but he played. Here's another one. Maybe it's not meant to be. Let's go one step further. I guess it wasn't the Lord's will. Don't you dare blame God for something you may have not done yourself. Because you didn't get the proper education. Because you didn't do the things you were supposed to do. Because you didn't stay to the task. Because you quit, turned around, and went the other way. Now, maybe it wasn't the Lord's will. These are all statements that sound like sound advice, but they ain't all the time got nothing to do with you. Stop letting these old fogey sayings get in your way of what can happen in your life. Don't put all your eggs in one basket. Why? Who came up with this? Who came up with this? If you don't pour all your efforts into one thing, how are you going to be great at that one thing? If Kobe Bryant, Michael Jordan, Magic Johnson, Larry Bird had not played basketball sun up to sundown, Magic Johnson didn't go to Michigan to get an education. Larry Bird ain't go to Indiana to get an education. These cats was balling. Michael Jordan didn't go to North Carolina to get an education. They went to play ball. They went to do one thing. Tiger Woods didn't go to Stanford to get an education. He went to play golf. Soon as he got good enough, he gone. These is guys that put all their eggs in one basket. See, what's cool with putting all your eggs in one basket is you now can maximize your effort and laser beam what you're doing. Your problem is all you got to do is make sure what is your basket made out of. If your basket is made out of faith, hope, hard work, and belief, then guess what? That's a good basket. I'm dumping all mine in it. Because ever since I was a young dude, I've been telling jokes. One thing only. Even when it got ugly and I was living in a car, I never quit telling them jokes, man. I just kept believing that them jokes was going to pay me one day. And I'd be doggone if it didn't. I ain't take no time off, go work at the Walmart, get me a job, go back to Ford and beg for my job back. Hey, man, put all your eggs in a basket. Just make sure that your basket is made up of faith, hope, belief, hard work. Your basket woven by God, what you tripping for? You defeating yourself. Where is your faith? Where is your belief? Where is your trust? At one point in time, you got to believe that God can do what he say he gonna do. Because he done it for others. He'll most certainly do it for you. Be careful of these sayings that's out here that's aligned by losers and people to justify why they are not succeeding. Don't apply this stuff to your life and it ain't got nothing to do with you. You're gonna mess yourself up. All right? Okay.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Black representation is so important. It lets you know you can dream and realize those dreams. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is about to begin the Steve Harvey Morning Show. I have selected a song for you this morning that I have just decided to just blurt it out. I don't love you anymore.
Oh, it's
sick. Just as simple.
I gotta explain it to the young people listening.
Oh man, they don't get it. You know, it's just old songs, man, where you just blurt out the beginning and everybody know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I'm gone, gone. Yeah. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah.
My daughter loves this song.
Me too.
Yeah. Fire. Mm-mm-mm. Oh, say child. Fire. Mm-mm-mm. Woo, woo, woo.
Woo, woo, woo.
Fire. So say child. Fire.
They don't make them like this anymore.
The,
no, they don't.
The way you walk and talk, it really sets me off to a 5-alarm child. Yes, it does. The way you squeeze and tea knocks me to my knees. Come out smoking, baby. The way you swerve and curve, it really rocks my nerves. And I'm so excited, child.
Woo!
Take your time.
When you let me know, huh? Gonna get your wish. Oh, yeah.
Bye.
Shirley Strong. Yeah.
Let us have it, Steve Harvey.
Man,
good
just
morning.
I just felt like some old ass, hard ass singer. That's that lounge singer that never made it because he wasn't quite on the notes, but you couldn't tell him that.
Yeah.
But he had all the Hollywood singer moves. So
man, I ought to have Roscoe Wallace making the pills, man.
Oh.
Colin Farrell, your favorite Roscoe Wallace.
Yeah, what's up? Horace singing. Hey, Steve, what's up, crew?
Ain't nothing with it, Junior.
Morning, Unc. I just be seeing you in concert doing that whole thing, dog. That's what I be
Boy,
looking at.
You don't understand. I was there. Dog, I saw Teddy live. I saw How I Play Him live.
Uh-huh.
Y'all missed concerts that was real concerts, and the dudes actually sound just like the record.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. Like Luther. Ooh.
What no damn remixes?
Remix?
No. You don't remix hits. Skin tight.
Just random.
Skin tight. Skin tight.
I like when he just blurts them out of nowhere.
You're a bad, bad missus.
Yeah.
In them skin tight breeches.
Hang on, Sugarfoot. Coming up at 32 minutes.
Can I just go and say good morning since ain't nobody say good morning?
Yeah. I'm sorry,
good morning.
Tommy. What's up, man? I'm sorry. My bad. Skin tight guy came over me. Nephew Tommy, King of Pranks. I'm sorry.
All right. We'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show coming up right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Time to start your morning off with the nephew and run that prank back. All right, Neff, what you got for us?
Well, Shirley, this quote resounds all over the black community. We say it all the time. We say it all the time. And we're going to say it right here. Don't let these white folks get your ass whooped. Don't let them. I'm telling you now. Don't let it happen to you.
Say it to
you. All right. We've all said it, and we mean it when we say it. All right. It's from the bottom of our soul, from our spirit. Don't let these white folks get your ass whooped. Cat dog.
Hello?
Hey, I'm trying to reach Terrell.
Yeah, it's Terrell. Who this?
Hey, Terrell, this is Dre. Hey, you work the day shift, right?
Yeah, I work at the day shift. I'm actually at work right now. What's going on?
I'm on the night shift with Deshaun and Jamal. I'm on the night shift with them.
I don't know them, but is there something I can help you with, man? I'm at work, brother. What's going on?
Yeah, we got a problem. So listen, us on the night shift, we hearing that you supposed to be telling everybody that we ain't doing something right. Listen, when we get a load in at the dock, we check that load in, we file it like we supposed to file it, and then we take the forklift and put everything where it's supposed to be. That's what we
right,
do.
What I got to do with me, brother? I'm at work.
Because
right now.
they saying that you saying that we ain't doing our job right on the night shift.
Who is they? You got the wrong person, brother. Who is they? For one, tell me what they said. Who said?
You Terrell, right?
Yeah, it's Terrell. But who is they? And I ain't say nothing like that.
Okay, so but let me go and clear it up like this here though. Don't let them white folks help you get your whooped. Here?
Yeah, my whoop. Who gonna whoop my brother?
Dog, I'm telling you right now, if we get one more complaint about they talking about the night shift ain't doing something right, I'ma tell you right now, we coming up there to the day shift and you're gonna get your ass whooped. You're gonna let them white folks help you get your ass whooped, man.
What are you talking about, brother? For one, I ain't making any complaints. If you bring your black on down here, then you're talking about whooping somebody. Come on down here. I'll put this forklift up your
Hey, bro. You can do all this woofing you're doing right now. You can do all this woofing. What I'm letting you know is one more complaint go down about somebody saying something about the night shift, I'm coming up there personally.
Bro, bring your down here then, man. I ain't trying to hear all this bullshit. I'm at work right now. You called me with this bullshit. I don't even know who you are. Talking about the night shift. Matter of fact, don't come down during the day shift. I'll wait for your to come to the night shift.
Well, you can do what you want to do.
I'll work the double and whoop your and work that double.
Whatever you got to do. It don't matter to me, Terrell. It don't matter to me. All I'm saying is, you up there walking.
You send a frog, you leave. Don't call me with this bullshit.
Why are you running your mouth to them white folks talking about we ain't doing our job on
I
the night
tell
shift?
Nobody nothing. You better call somebody else. Don't call me with this bullshit now.
So what? Why your voice getting high? Cause you're lying.
What you thinking? Oh, what the f- you talking about? Who called me with this?
Hey man.
You working tonight? Hey. You working tonight?
Okay. I'm working tonight. You
tonight. I'm gonna stay over. I'm gonna work a double just to whoop your ass.
Okay. Well, come get this double ass whooping then. Okay? Come get this double ass whooping because we already done found out you the person running your mouth to them white folks talking about the night shift ain't doing. Night shift ain't put this way it was supposed to go. Night shift ain't checked this order in right. Night shift. You're blaming it.
Why don't you stop up and people will stop saying you messed up. Stop up and people won't complain on the day shift. It sounds
we messing up on the night shift. That's what I'm telling you, boy.
It sounds like you up. They probably need to fire your
Okay, cool.
Ignorant.
You know what? How long before you get
it
off, man? How long before you get off? How long before you get off?
I'm working a double. I'm getting paid to whoop your ass tonight. Come on in, boy.
All right, come on, boy. Let's say no more. So how your wife Cynthia doing?
What? How you know my wife, man?
How she doing?
How the f*** do you know my wife?
I'm asking you a question, Terrell.
You really cruising for a bruising. How the f*** do you know my wife, man? Huh? How you know my wife, huh?
I'm finna tell you. You want to know how I know your wife?
Yeah.
Do you want to know how I know your wife?
Yeah, how you know my wife?
Terrell, this is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your wife Cynthia got me to prank phone call you.
What? Steve Harvey Morning Show? What?
Terrell, slow down. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your wife Cynthia.
Ooh, Nephew Tommy, you almost got your ass. God, I was star 69 in the out this call. I was coming to whoop that boy. God, you damn near got me fired. The whole factory looking at me right now. God, I might have to kick your just for this if I get fired. Hey, this was Nephew Tommy. Yeah, from the Steve Harvey Show. God, yeah, Nephew Tommy, talk to him right now.
Hey, Terrell, do me a favor, man. You got to tell me this, babe. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show. Oh, man, y'all got me.
You sounded like Junior for a minute.
Yeah. How your voice get high? High-pitched voice.
Star 69, though.
Man. Let them white folks help you get your behind whoop. That's what's going to happen. Classic. All right, April Fool's is going down. Y'all already know, Comedy Jam, number 6, all right? That is Junior, Dominique, Rodney Perry, yours truly, Nephew Tommy, and Monique, the Queen of Comedy. That is at Texas Trust, Dallas, Texas, April Fool's, April the 1st, Saturday night. You do not want to miss it. Tickets are on sale right now, all right? Laying in the Cut, April the 15th, the Nephew is going to Bowling Green, Kentucky. Me and my man, Life Jennings, laugh and love, baby, laugh and love, Southern Kentucky Performing Arts Center. All right, you do not want to miss it. Tickets are on sale right now, April the 15th. I've been informed that is not tax day. It has moved to the 18th, but I will be there on the 15th. So come hang out with your boy in Life Jennings, Bowling Green, Kentucky. Nah.
All right.
Nah.
Yeah. Thank you, Nephew. Coming up next, CLO, Chief Love Officer Steve Harvey in the building.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time for the Chief Love Officer, the CLO, Steve Harvey, to answer your love questions. Here we go. From Sandra in Indiana. Sandra writes, my youngest brother is 24 and he lives with me. He had a long-term girlfriend, but she recently broke up with him because I won't allow her new puppy inside my house. My brother said it's their dog together, so he should help care for the dog. I told him it's a firm no, and he said I'm ruining his life. I think that's a bit dramatic, but do you think I should bend my rules?
No, I think it's the damn dog that's ruining your life. Don't put this off on your sister. It's that damn dog. It's your sister's house. She lives there. She paid the rent. She bought that. She let you live with her. You done moved this girl in. Now she want a puppy. Well, she can't handle. She get a puppy when she get her own place. You can't bring no puppy in a woman's house, soil in the carpet. The puppy got to get potty trained. Ain't nobody finna do that. Put your brother out. Why don't they take their 24-year-old grown ass somewhere and get their own apartment?
Nah.
And they can have all the puppies they want. Nah, you ruining my life. You stupid, boy.
Okay. All right.
Now, she done broke up with you because, wait a minute, hold up, dog. Lady, it's not you that has a problem. It's he that has a problem. A woman done broke up with you because you won't let her bring a puppy in her sister house, in your sister house. Right. So she broke up with you. You got the wrong chick, dog. Mm-hmm. Next question, Shirley.
All right, moving on. Tara in South Haven, Mississippi says, I gave my husband a hall pass because I had two surgeries back to back, and he was so sweet to me while I was healing. That was a year ago. My best friend found out in the streets about his fling, and without talking to me first, she confronted my husband and tried to fight him. I don't want her in my personal business, but she's in it now. And how should I explain this to her?
See, I tell y'all all the time, when you see a man somewhere, you find out something about a man, that ain't your business. Now, she done confronted this man about fooling around on her girlfriend. When her girlfriend then gave him a hall pass because he was so kind to her during surgery. If you could get a hall pass for kindness doing surgery, you know how many passes I'd have? You know how many times I've been kind and better not go in here talking about no damn hall pass?
Okay.
Better not bring it up.
Ever.
Mm-hmm. You were smart.
And lady, what do you pass out hall passes for kindness? What is that? Oh, you were kind to me. You get a hall pass. What? Who are you?
You know how kind I be. You know how kind I be.
No, that don't make no sense. Now, your girlfriend is simple. I don't know what you should say to her except this is not your business.
Yeah.
But she in it. Now, do you want to tell her how stupid you were by awarding him a hall pass? That you said it was okay? And I'm going to tell you something else. She ain't keeping it to herself. She telling other people.
Wow.
And your husband didn't have to watch his step because his wife gave him permission.
Yep, facts.
Yeah, it's not your business. It's not her business anyway.
It's not her business, but it ain't no woman's business. But y'all always make it y'all's because she my girl, because I would want to know. Well, now, here you go. Now, I tell you what, let's let the women tell him what to do, because y'all always talking about I would want to know, I would tell her. Well, now, she trying to whoop her husband's ass. What would you do, Shirley?
It's not my business. I wouldn't do anything. I, honest to God, wouldn't do a thing. This is
that
not my business.
That is a bold-faced
No,
lie.
It's not. In this particular situation, I wouldn't do anything. I don't know what's going on in their house.
Okay. Carla, what would you do?
Tell him, Shirley.
Try to fight the husband.
Carla.
Be all in it. My best friend? My best friend. Yeah. Yeah.
So Shirley, you wouldn't tell your girlfriend?
I would. I'm not in this. I'm really not in this one. I'm not in this.
Your husband, if this happened, but your husband, you wouldn't want to know from your girlfriend?
No, I would kill him. But
no, I'm asking you.
If I found out. Wow. No,
would you
I
want your girlfriend to tell you?
No.
Okay. Mm-mm. That's contrary to everything you've ever said in every strawberry letter.
People change.
I just wanted to
Steve,
point that. No, there's no changing on this show. No.
I'm not
on the
doing
Steve
any
Harvey
of
Morning
that.
Show. No, you don't. You stay the damn same on this show. We're not interchanging on this show. We ride or die up in here.
My best friend, though, back. Shirley? Your bestie? Your best.
I'm not in
dog.
It. My best friend just got married. I'm not in their marriage. No. I got issues.
And you see her husband cheating, you ain't gonna say nothing?
Mm-mm.
What?
Nope.
I ain't mad at the answer.
I like Shirley's answer, but not that's not business. What she's ever said in any of the
I know. I've always said that I would say something. Just like I just said, I'd probably be all in it.
I'm not in this one with a hall pass.
Well, Portia, sure. But yeah, but Shirley, but see, Shirley, you don't know about the hall pass. All you know is he was cheating.
I know that. But I'm just not in anybody else's relationship. I don't have time.
I don't have time for nobody else's
relationship. I ain't got nothing to say. I'm done.
Yeah. I saw my partner's girl somewhere in a little strange looking position. I'm not going here to tell this man this here.
No.
That's a strange position.
Well, you know, in a weird, you know, it looked like something was going on.
Yeah.
But I couldn't pinpoint it. But I already knew if I went to tell him that he was going to jail. I already knew that.
Yeah.
If I tell this fool anything.
He would have caught a case. Like I said, it depends on who it is. Best friend, though, that's like my sister to me.
So, all right, sure.
For me.
Ready. Okay.
All right, moving on. Cedra in Topeka says, my boyfriend has a habit of sending several women a good morning text before he starts his day. He does it freely and doesn't think it's a problem. I think it's the first step in cheating, and I'm jealous. Am I overthinking it, or is this cheating?
Man, come on. How does work? What are y'all doing nowadays? What relationships y'all got? What y'all allowing up in here? What is these new rules that you can text three women in the morning and wish them good morning? What?
Several women.
I don't know who can do that.
Shirley texts me every single day. Shirley Strawberry. She texts me scriptures every morning. I asked Shirley. I said, Shirley, do me a favor. Text me a scripture every morning. Shirley texts me a scripture every single morning. I was on vacation and didn't quite see the name Shirley, because Shirley's text comes with a strawberry next to her name and a heart. I deleted it.
For safety purposes.
Because I was blurry and I didn't know it said Shirley. It looked like Sheila, and I deleted it.
The emoji scared.
I don't know what the hell.
You just woke emojis. Up.
Not at a heart and a strawberry.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly, or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Worry about marriage. Signs a marriage is doomed, according now, Jay, to wedding photographers, okay? There's no doubt wedding photographers have seen it all, right? We all hire wedding photographers. Was that the police?
He got gadgets.
Was that the police?
All kinds of gadgets.
Are we talking about wedding and marriage? gas? You got gas?
You call the police?
Go ahead.
Sirens and stuff? All right. Anyway, wedding photographers have seen it all. And since they spend a lot of time getting to know a couple before a big day, many can see the signs of a doomed relationship even before the I do's. Wow. Even before they're even said, okay? Wedding photographers have shared the red flags that tell them a couple may be headed for divorce. Red flags include, here we go, a partner who's completely uninterested in taking the pictures.
That's red flag.
In the first place.
Right there.
That's red flag.
Right there.
He could be already married.
Dang. A couple who doesn't spend any time together at a reception. All right, that's another sign.
They're just away from each other the whole time?
Yeah, that's another red flag. Like, she's with her family, he's with his family. You know how it goes.
Yeah, I'll see you later.
You don't want to be mad.
Yeah.
You don't want to be mad.
Here's another one. And couples who aren't on the same page over money.
Oh, that's definitely
a red flag.
Yeah. That's any relationship.
That was Jay's first. That was Jay's first man.
All right, here's another issue. If a couple has between a 20% and 25% rejection rate, plus infighting amongst the wedding party.
Rejection rate.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When other people said that he's not good for you or she's not good for you.
Yeah.
25% of your friends said you shouldn't be that with that person.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And a couple who makes, you know, like little tiny, little bitty subtle digs at each other throughout the wedding.
Hope you're not that when we had a wedding. You know, stuff like that.
There go your damn mama.
Hope you lose some of that by wedding.
You're an expert at this.
You're going to get that eye fixed? For...
You're going to get that eye fixed?
I don't think you're going to be able to get in that dress, to be honest with you.
What?
Just ask.
Think your daddy will be out by the time to win?
I
told you this was the day. I know. So, Jay and Steve, too, of course, we want you to chime in. It's your show.
I'm going to chime in when you get through.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm just about through, but I do have a question to ask you. Did you guys have any doubts or did you see any red flags
before
you got married?
Yeah, my daughter gave me the best sign ever. Uh-huh. Ever. And I didn't listen. My daughter said to me, she said to me, "Daddy, you ain't got to go through with this. We can just have a party and leave."
What? Have the reception, but not
and
the wedding.
And then another friend of mine, Stephanie, said, "This was my what? How many times have you married, Steve?
You've been married. Well, which one? You,
yeah. Well, anyway,
this time would be probably Stephanie. You knew Stephanie. Yes, it was about the third.
About third. For Stephanie, I said, "Stephanie, you coming to my wedding?" Stephanie said, and I repeat, "No, dog, I'll catch the next one."
Like it's a movie. A flight?
Yeah. Damn, Jay.
I'll catch the next one.
No.
No. I have a short list of things that I have discovered that can happen during the wedding day or leading up to that will let you know this ain't finna work.
Okay. Come on.
From the wedding photographer perspective.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
If at no point do they want to hold hands for pictures?
Yes. Wow. That's a telltale
sign. That's a sign.
Here's another sign at the wedding. If it ain't but one person on top of the cake.
What?
That's it, huh?
What kind of cake? Who make a cake like that?
Yeah. You know, just a bride or just the groom.
It's the cake topper, huh?
One of them said, don't put me up on this.
Wow.
And here's the biggest way you could tell this wedding ain't going to last. If at the reception ain't no gifts on the table.
That's a sign.
That's what people have just said. I'm not finna buy nothing.
It's a waste of my
not
money.
I'm invest a quarter into this. This ain't finna last. Wow.
Also, if somebody says, "So what day is that again now?"
What day
is that?
This
Wednesday? Really? Oh, okay.
Getting married on a Wednesday?
I'm going to try to be there.
Wednesday?
I guess my favorite one was if you're taking digs.
I like
that cake.
Yeah. Wow.
But God does send you a sign all the time.
Thank you, Mike.
He'll do it.
Thank you, Mike. Take a breath, Mint, before we walk down the aisle. Wow. We take one of them before we go down there. Jesus.
You all don't even like each other. Why go through with this?
Them little
you the groom, she coming down now. Now you up there, and this is what you turn around to your best man and say, "Hear her ass."
Yeah, that's the same right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Over the shoulder.
Here she comes.
In the middle of the chapter.
I don't know if y'all know this about music, but this is the absolute truth. What? Taps and the wedding song. Taps and the wedding song are in the same key. I rest my case.
What? The death song?
That is terrible, Jay. But Jay is the expert.
He is the expert, man.
Wedding song, same key.
Jay, you meet a lovely, beautiful woman. You meet her, a beautiful woman.
Uh-huh.
You like her a whole lot.
Yes.
The relationship is growing.
Mm-hmm.
It's about that time. You know that the next step is marriage.
Mm-mm.
What do you do?
Didn't Steve tell you to stop doing this?
Because it's just
he
life.
He asked you several times.
Jay, it's told life.
You, and every like every month, you do it again.
Here she comes.
Like, that's the damn thing he said.
Like she's going to try a new hand.
Yeah.
A new hand.
I did try something new, Steve. You got that?
But surely. Like, he ain't heard these angles before. He's so unmoved by this new
He's system. Heard it all, right?
Because he felt that way about all of them.
Yeah. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, here we go with something funny. Come on, Junior. Truth be told.
Yeah, I'm going to say this for some churches that's out here that need to have testimony time really cut out. And truth be told, if your church don't have internet, you don't need to be having testimony time because these testimonies are getting too long. They need a screener.
Yes.
They need somebody to sit down
way
in
too
the
much
back.
Time, huh?
Let me hear your testimony, and we will decide whether you get to say it in front of everybody. Because you got people who go up there and want to testify. You can tell the ones whose testimony is not going to be good because they're too anxious to get the mic.
Yeah.
They head shaking and laughing. Shoulder jumping. They jumping up like they got a game or something, like they got a warm up on. And then they get up there.
Yes,
and the testimony, I want to speak to the Lord about my toe. This toe had been hurting me. We don't really need them no more. I'm just asking, can we get some screeners before we have to hear your testimony on Sunday? All of us got stuff to do. Now, we sitting up here holding up in church because you talking about your toe or how good. Somebody got there one time, no lie, Shirley, they testified, I've been praying for Israel. And I'm saying to myself, you ain't never been to Israel. Why the hell is you up there praying? How you get to, how the Lord talk to you about Israel? Where you get that from? I just want to go, the game is on. And I don't want to just sit in here no more and hear your testimony that ain't about nothing. You ain't got an amen. You ain't got a go ahead.
Go ahead.
Let him use you. Ain't nobody said nothing. You shut down 385 people by yourself. You shut down an entire church. Pastor ain't saying nothing. We need a testimony mic snatcher. I'm signing up. Because if I don't like it, I'm coming up there
snatch
the mic. The Apollo got the saying, man.
Yeah.
Churches need to have a testimonial mic snatcher. That's all I'm saying.
That's all you're saying.
Wow. That's all I'm just saying.
Junior.
Just want to get that out there.
Talk on it, man.
I like that.
I just want to get that out there.
Oh, God.
Junior, that was
you went to a bad service.
Huh? How long is this going to go on, huh?
Huh? Well,
I don't know how long this
is going. No, the problem is, Jay, we keep acting like it ain't. We done took up this offering. We've been here since 6.
And they still talking.
They still talking.
The game is on.
The game is on. You ain't getting nobody say, go ahead. There you go. Amen. You can't get nobody agree with you. Your testimony is not about anything.
Oh, my God.
I love it.
I'm just saying, why you get to talk is that long? Man, we need a testimony of Mike Snatcher. I'm telling you, this is a job.
Could you please sit your butt down?
There you go, Tay. Oh, man, if they start their testimony off with, you know, if you hit them two words right there, their testimony ain't about to be
when arms swing
when
out, like
arms swing
when
out
you know.
And you know.
All right, we'll be back with more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Steve, you guys are here. You got to tell us. You have some ways to know if you've been fired, right?
Yes. I think if you pull up in the parking lot and your parking space has a trash dumpster in it, I think your ass is about out.
Okay, that's a real good one. I think if you go to work and everybody asks you, man, well, what you doing here? Your ass has been fired.
What you doing here?
Dog, what's going on? Why are you here?
I think, you know, you've been fired when your key card, you swipe it 10 times and you still ain't get in.
Right.
10.
Yeah.
10,
yeah.
Junior.
Yeah. Yeah.
You think it's, no.
You've been fired when everybody passing by the door and looking at you and won't open it, but they looking at you through the door. Robert don't work here no more. They said, don't open that door for Robert. That's what they said.
Go ahead, Steve. You got one.
You know you've been fired is when you get to work, people been walking by just picking stuff out your cubicle.
No, man,
I like your
not free fall.
I want to get that paper right cut. Yeah. This is my chair. This is my chair.
I've been wanting that plant for the longest. Yeah. All right. You know you've been fired when your last check is pink. Your ass has been fired.
Not the pink.
You've been taking back the system.
Utility bill? Uh-oh.
Yeah, like a utility bill.
Oh, that notice. Utility bill.
Yeah.
Oh. Uh-huh. When you know you've been fired, when you get an email and they try to tell you about coming to business, but at the end they say, oh, I'm sorry.
Never mind.
You know you've been fired when your work wife say, this not going to work no more. This just not going to work.
It's over.
Yeah, this not going to work.
I love it.
See?
This how you know you've been fired. You walk in to work and everybody standing around talking, and when you walk up, everybody get quiet.
Why they so talking?
Church mouth quiet. Oh, hey, what y'all talking about?
Yeah,
right.
Brooke just start dispersing.
All right, this is how you know you've been fired. When you actually get in the building, if you look up and get in the building and don't nobody, I mean nobody, make eye contact with your behind. That's not everybody looking down.
That's a good one.
That's how you know you've been fired.
Like mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know you've been fired when the person you didn't like at work come up to you and say, you ain't gonna believe what's gonna happen today.
Not a heads up.
Yeah,
you're right.
You ain't gonna believe this.
You know you've been fired when you walk in the door and security start getting on their walkie talkie. He's here.
When they talking in their shoulder, yeah, we have he's in the building now.
I see the subject in progress. I do.
Go ahead, Steve.
You know you've been fired when you driving in to work and your best friend call you on your cell phone and say, dog, turn around, go back. Turn around,
that's
go
real
back.
Talk right there.
I ain't got time to get into it right now, but don't come in
turn
here.
Turn around, man.
Yeah, just turn around, dog. I don't know. I'm your boy. Don't come in here.
I'm looking out for you, man. Just turn completely around.
I don't know.
You know you have been fired when you go to your locker and there's a name that says Gladys, but that ain't your name.
You've been replaced. Gladys.
Wow, you guys.
I tell you. You know you've been fired when you go in the cafeteria and the lady who served the mashed potatoes throw her damn scoop down. I can't believe he didn't walk his ass in.
You've been fired when you see a bunch of boxes in your cubicle. You're sitting there waiting for that. That's for you to pack up. That's what that's for.
Yeah.
Yeah. You've been fired, partner.
Yeah.
Get your stuff.
Take
get
the hint.
Stuff.
Take the hint.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's over, dude.
Y'all got last one for me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
Come on, Steve.
When everybody at your job that don't like you has put all their names into a hat and they pulling names to see who gonna be able to tell you when you come in. I sure hope it's
that's
me.
Sad.
Jesus,
that's so not cool.
That's so cool.
Please let me so cool.
They really didn't.
I got it. Terrell. I got it. Terrell. Over here. Your ass is fired.
You have been fired.
Oh, wow.
Yes, fired, Terrell.
All right, we'll be back with more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after today's Strawberry Letter, the subject, my man's daughter saw it all. Okay, that is the subject of the Strawberry Letter for today. My man's daughter saw it all, okay? But right now, the nephew is here with today's prank phone call. What you got, Neff?
Shirley, this is Oak Curiosity.
Calm it down, Carla. Spazzing out over there.
Classic.
Give me Oak a kiss, Tommy.
Curiosity.
He played my favorite prank.
Let's run it, Cat. Let's go.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach Marvin, please.
Yes, Marvin speaking.
Marvin, hi. I'm calling you from Dr. office. I'm actually the lab technician. And you came in and got a physical, I guess, about a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Okay. And my understanding, this is for your occupation, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. What do you do for a living? When you're a
I'm a truck driver.
Okay. Now I was giving you a call about. I'm here looking at your records and all the testings that you actually went through. Wow. Let's see. Have you had any activity or any problems around your navel area?
Nah, everything been fine.
Okay.
Everything all right, huh?
Yeah, everything's fine. But I mean, you haven't had any type of nothing, no breakout or anything around your navel or whatsoever?
Nah, man. The second time you asked me about my navel. Nah, everything's going straight, man.
Okay.
I'm trying to see what's going on, man. What's happening?
Okay. Actually, you've been diagnosed with Oaktreositis. And Oaktreositis is actually a fungus that comes out of South America. And you have no activity whatsoever around your navel?
No, man, quit asking the same thing, man. Oaktreositis.
It's Oaktreositis, sir. And
what you say that?
What that is actually you're if you haven't had it yet, you say you haven't had any activity, there's gonna be like a small little tree that's gonna be growing from your navel. And it gets about 6 inches long, and it probably bears probably about 25 to 30 leaves on it, but it's very small.
Whoa, run that back by me. You see a tree going to be growing out my navel.
It's going to be a small tree, and what's going to happen is I'm going to have to get you to come back in probably in the next month. We're going to need you to come in so we can check it out, but it's got to grow its fullest potential before we can actually do anything to it.
Nah, I can't come in a month. I got to come in today, man. Somebody got to tell me what's going on, man. Get this problem resolved, man, because I'm finna get married, man.
Well, we can't. It has to grow its fullest potential, sir. And the full term is actually like about 4 weeks before we can actually.
Man, I'm not waiting for no 4 weeks, man. Somebody got to come tell me something right now, man. I ain't finna go married, man, and have to fly out of town, man, and have something going out my neighbor, man. Y'all going crazy, man.
Sir, Oaktreositis is something that's very rare. We were actually getting this assignment from overseas in South America on how to treat this.
Man, I don't give a damn. Where is it, man? Somebody's going to have to come give me some help right now, man. I'm finna get ready to get married, man. I'm not finna be putting up with it, man. Somebody in this office, man, got to come down here and do something for me, man. And what you say, Kelly, if you say I can cut it out myself?
Sir, the best I can do is probably trim it a bit, you know, and maybe knock a few leaves off, but I cannot touch the full stalk at all.
Man, you can cut this, put a Band-Aid, do something.
Sir,
to it,
if
man.
You
I
cut it, it's
there's
a possibility
right now, yeah, man.
You cannot, sir. If you cut it, there's a possibility of hemorrhaging, and you're going to really create a bigger problem than what you have already.
Man, I'm trying to get this pulled out, man. You didn't tell me can't nobody in that I'm driving down there to get this pulled out, man. I'm going to get married in 2 weeks, man. We finna fly to Jamaica and shit. Okay, now somebody can do this for me. I pull this out my self.
Sir, you cannot pull it out. You're gonna create
that, man.
You're gonna create a bigger problem if you try to pull it out, sir.
The problem is already there. I'm trying to get this hammer, man. You mean to tell me that big hospital ain't now there can help me?
Sir,
what you want me to do,
sir,
man?
Sir, it's not something.
I got mad. I have something out of my stomach, and you telling me it ain't. You can do, man.
Sir, Oaktreositis is not something that we treat all the time. Like I said, it hails from South America. So we got.
I don't give a if it hails from Great Britain. Somebody at the hospital for me to come down there and help me pull this off, man.
Sir, I understand what you're going through, but we have to let it grow its full term, which is 4 weeks, sir. The full
man,
root of it.
Letting it grow, man. I ain't finna let it grow, man. It's finna go down right now, man. Y'all gonna have to do something, man.
Sir, there's nothing we can do. We can probably trim it a little bit.
The trim, get some chainsaw and cut this, man. Do something.
Sir, there's nothing we can do at this point but sit back and wait and let it grow its full term, okay? Can we get
I'm
you
I'm not doing no waiting, man. Somebody finna help me right Nah, man.
Sir, can we get an appointment for you in the next 4 to 5 weeks? Can we do that?
Nah, you got to get an appointment for me today. I'm finna get married, man. I'm finna fly to Jamaica. Man, I can't have no sticking out of me. I can't even sit at the airport, man. You gonna embarrass me like that, man? Have sticking out my neighbor. You crazy?
Sir, I understand it. And like I said, oak tree acidosis is very rare. And it's something that we haven't treated that many times here in the States. But overseas, the message that we're getting is that we need to let it grow its full term.
So what you mean to tell me ain't nobody in America got oak tree? What the f*** is the name of that f***, man?
It's oak tree acidosis, sir.
So how the f*** I can get it if don't nobody else in the America got it.
Sir, I could not believe that you were coming up with oak tree acidosis here in the States. It's something very rarely seen here. There's been two people in the past that's been diagnosed with this, and they actually passed away.
So now you telling me some died, and you gonna tell me 3 weeks. Man, I'm coming down there today, man. Somebody finna do something for me,
sir,
man.
Sir, there's nothing that we can do today until 4 to 5 weeks.
Man, I gotta go get married. I'm flying to Jamaica, man. Did you what I just said, man?
I'm hearing what you're saying, but I can't do anything if you don't see the tree already coming out of the navel yet.
Cut the off. Somebody got to do something now, Damn, what you want me to do, man?
I don't know what I want you to do, sir, but I have one more thing I can tell you.
Yeah, well, what you got to say, man?
Are you listening?
I'm listening to you, man.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your boy Earl.
Man, you gotta be me, man. Damn, man, tell that man I'm gonna kick that out of my way, man. Man, you too, Nephew Tommy, man. Y'all, man, y'all have be going crazy as hell, man. I'm looking at all of my damn neighbor thing, the tree finna grow out this, man. I'm on the air, man.
No, you ain't on the air right now.
Man, I'm already nervous and finna get married in 2 weeks. Crazy, man.
Hey, man, I got one more thing to ask you, Marvin, man. What is the baddest, I'm talking about the baddest radio show in the land?
Steve Harvey Morning Show. if you're listening, your ass is out the way. Yeah, you out of there.
How was it, y'all?
Why do you always ask us that?
I just got to know how you felt about it. You
oh,
know?
You're the greatest. You're the king of pranks.
Did you feel?
Crazy.
Did you feel anything?
You're gonna get your butt whooped one day.
Well, that's but yeah. It's fairly. That's why I do it.
Earl. Oh,
Earl, yeah. Your ass is hot to win.
Hot to win.
we knew this was gonna make Carla go crazy right here. All right?
I love
that's classic,
one,
man. That's classic. Mm-hmm. That's classic.
All right, April Fool's is going down. Y'all already know Comedy Jam number 6, all right? That is Junior, Dominique, Rodney Perry, yours truly, Nephew Tommy, and Monique, the Queen of Comedy. That is at Texas Trust, Dallas, Texas, April Fool's, April the 1st, Saturday night. You do not want to miss it. Tickets are on sale right now, all right? Laying in the Cut, April the 15th, the Nephew is going to Bowling Green, Kentucky. Me and my man, Life Jennings, Laugh and Love, baby, Laugh and Love, Southern Kentucky Performing Arts Center. All right, you do not want to miss it. Tickets are on sale right now, April the 15th. I've been informed that is not tax day. It has moved to the 18th, but I will be there on the 15th. So come hang out with your boy in Life Jennings, Bowling Green, Kentucky.
All right, coming up next, it is my strawberry letter for today. This subject, my man's daughter saw it all. We'll be doing the strawberry letter when we come back right after this. Top of the hour. Let's go.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent, telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Right now, it is time for today's Strawberry Letter. If you need some advice on relationships, on dating, on work, on sex, on parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. Was there anything you wanted to add to that, sir?
If you don't send us these letters, you'll never be famous.
We will be real losers. Is that what you said, Carla?
This could be your only chance at fame. If you come on and send us these damn letters.
We could with be that stupid. Being said. Yeah, we could be reading your letter on the air just like we're going to read this one right now.
Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the Strawberry Letter.
Subject, my man's daughter saw it all. Dear Stephen Shirley, my fiance and I have been together for a while, but we don't live in the same city. So we do everything we can to keep the spice in our relationship. We send flirty texts and explicit pictures, and when we're together, it is on and popping. The texts and pictures we send are so raunchy, risque, and vulgar that a porn star would blush. We can't help it. Well, now we have a big problem. My man has a 15-year-old daughter, and I have always had a great relationship with her until recently, when she went through her father's phone and saw it all. Since then, she does not want anything to do with me or her dad. She has not visited him since this incident. I have reached out to her, but she will not speak to me. I am so hurt because she thought of me as her stepmom, and I called her my daughter. My man is crushed, and he doesn't know what to do. By the way, she has been punished several times for going through other people's things. But this time is different. I do not know how to fix this or if it can be fixed. I think my man could be doing more to help. He's got to step up or his relationship with his daughter may not ever be the same. I need some real advice on how to handle this and keep my family together. Please help. Wow. Dear please help. Yeah, this is a mess right here. This is a big problem. This young lady has been punished already for going through people's things. And, you know, that's the problem when you go through people's things. A lot of times you find what you don't want to find, and you see what you don't want to see or what you'd never think in a million years you would see. This is her dad. She's traumatized. This is her soon-to-be stepmom that, you know, she highly looks up to. And at a 15-year-old, she cannot process this. It's hard for her to process. So this is a major problem for everybody all around. And quite frankly, you know, I don't know what to tell you to do. You know, you want to keep your family together. Maybe you can start with some sort of family therapy. You know, you got to try and talk to this young girl and see if you can get through to her on a different level. I mean, but it's going to be hard because she's seen you like this. So, you know, you got to talk about the respect level now. You got to talk about the fact that she sees you as probably somebody nasty and just someone that she doesn't want to deal with. You know, she's so disappointed and upset with her dad. But I think in this instance, you and her dad are going to have to sit her down and talk to her, especially her dad. But give it a little time. Let some time go by. And then maybe you can all come to the table and have a conversation. You know, tell her it was an accident. You didn't mean to for her to see all of this. And, you know, I don't know. This is a tough one for me, Steve. Not for you.
Yeah. There ain't nothing you can do.
Yeah, it's nothing.
There is nothing you can do. Whew. Let's just start with the fact. Mm. K. Cat, turn it down just a little bit, because what I'm about to say need everybody's undivided attention.
Okay.
Come on, let's hear it.
This is crazy. What you got on?
Here's the whole letters in this right here. We send flirty texts and explicit pictures. And when we're together, it's on and popping. Here is the killer. The text and pictures we send are so raunchy, risque, and vulgar, that a porn star would blush.
I done done it.
What she's saying is,
quiet.
What Stormy Daniels did with President Trump ain't nothing.
Nothing. Wow.
Y'all been doing photo shoots and setups from Blacktail magazine.
What? Blacktail? I ain't heard that in years.
Yeah, that's how raunchy yo was. Blacktail was a black porno magazine with no makeup artists. With
CGI.
No touch-ups on photo. We taking this picture, we printing it. We ain't got money for touch-up. Stretch marks, bullet wounds, bruising, cuts, varicose veins.
Wow.
All of it.
Yeah.
Bite marks.
Now, what my question to you is, when you say raunchy, risque, and vulgar, that a porn star would blush. Mm-hmm. Let me ask you a couple questions. You obviously have sent a picture where your right foot was on the floor. Well, where was your left foot?
She did not put that in the letter, Steve.
I'm just asking, because how raunchy is we talking?
Very, she said it.
If your left foot, let me explain something to you, was higher than your pelvic in that picture right there, ooh, that's raunchy.
You're getting it.
Now that we've covered, now, that's risque. That's risque. Now that you got your foot up higher than your pelvic, what would make it raunchy?
What did you do?
Well, now you start, that had movement in it. Raunchy is movement. So you done sent a video.
Okay, we'll have part two.
We'll cover this.
Yeah, Steve's response coming up at 23 after the hour. Subject, my man's daughter saw it all.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's strawberry letter. Subject, my man's daughter saw it all.
This 15-year-old girl that broke into her daddy's phone. And since they live apart in a relationship, they send each other explicit pictures. The texts and pictures we send are so raunchy, risque, and vulgar that a porn star would blush. We can't help it. Well, the problem is the girl done found the pictures. And since she done saw it, she don't want anything to do with me or her daddy.
Nasty. Nasty.
Now, we done punished this girl before for going through other people's things, but this time it's different. I don't know how to fix this or it can be fixed. This can't be fixed. But now, let's reiterate. You sent a picture that was raunchy, risque, and vulgar. My breakdown is how the picture was the three things. Risque picture is your foot is on the floor. Your right foot is flat on the floor. Your left foot is somewhere up higher than your pelvic. That makes for a risque picture.
Okay.
What made the picture raunchy was you put that special effect on it where you was air humping real fast. You was boomeranging your picture.
Yeah.
Now you got that in there. Then what made it vulgar was something was in your hand. The only other thing you could have been doing was you naked and you barefoot. You on your toes on your right foot, but your left foot is flat up against that wall. I'm talking about flat up against that wall.
So that's the breakdown between risque, raunchy, and vulgar.
Yeah, now you done all this here.
Wow.
And you turning around, talking back over your shoulder at the camera. And you didn't mention his name, so the little girl think it's her. Now all she see and you
guys,
yeah, and you got plenty.
Plenty what?
You know, to look back.
Oh,
when she looked back there, she could damn near see it. Yours probably, and when you got your leg up that high, you damn near got you look right over your shoulder and right behind your shoulder, flat out, daddy.
That's why she don't want to talk to nobody now.
Now, the girl don't want to talk to y'all because her damn daddy is just as nasty as she is.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you one thing. Cause my daddy did something pornographic around me one time. I was not pornographic to me, just around me, which would have been, today would have been pornographic. Okay. My daddy was woke up naked one night and went in the refrigerator, and I was coming downstairs to use the bathroom. And he was standing in the refrigerator drinking out of ice water bottle, naked. And I saw
it. You were traumatized.
And we didn't have money for therapy. So I'm just going to be honest with you. I still ain't over it. I'm still seeing my daddy.
Yeah. He's traumatized.
Yeah, he
even with the
around,
light that he had wasn't as bright as today's
he
light.
He turned
but you
around
still saw
and
enough,
looked
right?
At me.
But
we made
mouth.
Eye contact.
Yeah. Oh.
And then when he saw me, he continued to drink and put his damn hand on his hip. That was pornographic to me. So
that refrigerator light,
you know,
man.
It was very different for me back that then. So I didn't have to worry. Mm. About it. And so I was traumatized. This girl is traumatized.
Yeah, she is.
She not talking to you or her daddy. Mm. Y'all got to get in therapy.
Yeah, definitely.
But she probably ain't gonna wanna go.
Well,
even if she go by herself, what she gonna do? What y'all gonna do? Y'all gonna take the pictures and discuss each one?
But you know she's gone back and
talk about your intent.
Told her mom.
Well,
maybe not.
She might not have told her
mom. She's in trouble for looking.
Yeah, because she done got in trouble. Yeah. Ain't no need of whipping her, punishing her for this. Because if y'all hadn't have been sending all that nasty mail. And what code your fiance got where a 15-year-old can get in it?
I know. Well, you know, these kids.
Why is a 15-year-old with his phone?
That's what I want to know. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Yeah, she gotta have her own phone.
But, I mean, she has a problem, obviously, with being nosy and going through other people's things.
Well, nah, nosy then got you in therapy.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Now you're shell shocked.
Yeah, she's looking for something.
But in due time, this will heal.
It will.
It will heal in time because she's going to go off to college. Her own activities will begin. And what y'all doing will pale in comparison to what these kids out here doing right now. I'm telling y'all right now.
You think they'll get married?
Who?
The lady who wrote the letter and her fiance that's in the picture.
Yeah, yeah, they got to get married. Because that little girl can probably screenshot them pictures and send them to her phone. Yeah, that little girl right there, yeah, they're probably going to have to go on and get married and all that. So I don't know. We really can't help
this
you.
I don't know
what to tell you. I don't know how nasty was you.
Hey,
you did something.
So risque, raunchy, and vulgar. There's levels to that. Right, there's levels.
So let me guess what another picture. You was naked on a bike.
On her, naked where? Like her stationary bike?
Yeah, she was naked on stuff. She was exercising and sending
a video. On a Peloton?
Yeah, on the Tour de France bike. And you done got extra jiggy with it. You done took the seat off. Now you done sent that picture. Now that poor little girl and all types of stuff. I feel sorry for the little girl.
Yeah.
Because she trying to get her mind wrapped around how nasty you and her damn daddy is.
And Steve, no one wants to see their parents.
No one wants to see their parents like that, ever. Dog. You really don't want to see your mom.
You don't want to see him. And you definitely don't want to hear him, but that's a whole nother show.
Email us or Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, your nephew is here with Things You Whisper. Come on now.
Now, you got to know, there are some things that you just whisper, you know. You know, when you're in the middle of something and it's going down and it ain't going right, that's some things that you just whisper all the time. Wow. You understand what I'm saying?
Barely.
You hear me?
I don't get that one.
Yeah, she said I know barely. A lot of them.
Okay. When you whisper, but there are some things that you whisper. Okay. Now, I'm just going to ask you. Shut up, Junior. I'm just gonna ask you, Undo. Have you ever been in that moment where there's things that you just whisper?
Yeah. That ain't how you say it. And
I'm not finna do this with you. But tell me the things. Tell me when you've been in the heat of the moment
that you just knew you needed to whisper?
Please help him, well, Steve.
All of mine ain't been in the heat of the moment. Mine has been other times.
Oh, okay.
Like what?
Yeah.
Like here's one.
Your pants unzipped. Okay.
That's a good whisper. Okay.
That's a good whisper.
I can see that.
That's a good whisper.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a good whisper.
What else?
What else?
Tommy. Huh? Your wife just walked in.
That's a good one.
God.
Yeah, you think. Yeah.
That's a real good one right there.
Yeah, you on the dance floor.
Yeah, you on the dance floor just having a good time.
Yeah, you you at the salsa club with your boy. The girl tripped and showed up at the same club you at.
Uh-huh. That's a good one.
Things you need to whisper.
Mm-hmm. He ain't your daddy.
What? What you talking about, Malcolm? Malcolm?
Yeah.
Malcolm ain't my daddy.
I got one for you.
Oh, come on.
The police in here.
What? What did you say?
The what'd police say? In here.
Which one?
So ignorant.
The ignorant child boy.
All right. Thank you, nephew. I think we get the point.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turned sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, fellas, time for Comedy Roulette.
Love it.
Jake, quickly
love
set this
it.
Up again, please.
You test us every week. Mm-hmm. You test our comedy yeah. ability. Mm-hmm. Give us five subjects, put them on the wheel, spin the wheel. Where it stopped, we can do it. What you got?
All right, let's
what
go.
What you got?
Here are the topics.
Got?
Number one, people I hate on my job.
Oh, man, everybody can do that. That's easy.
Number two, good. Your yeah. mama keeps hitting on me.
That's nice.
I like that.
Number three, I thought they was dead already.
This for you, sure.
Number four, Jehovah's Witness. Number five, people with a clean house.
We did people with a nasty house. Put them on the wheel, spin the wheel. What
All
you
right,
got?
Let's go.
What
spin
you
the
got?
Wheel,
what you got? What's...
Oh. People I hate on my job.
Oh, let me have it. Let me have it first. Here I go.
I got one.
You know the people on your job who bring that food item that don't nobody want any damn way.
Oh, yeah.
But they all bougie about it. First of all, don't nobody like pumpkin pie. All right?
Nobody.
Why they bring it to work and then make an announcement?
Nobody.
Hey, I got a slice of pumpkin pie in there. Don't touch it. You ain't got nothing to worry about.
Right.
It's pumpkin pie. What else you got, Junior?
I tell you what I don't like. I don't like people that I work with that act like they healthier than you.
You know, that's an issue for me. You know, if I'm sick, he's sick. He over here act like he more healthy than me, but he got 8 toes. He didn't tell nobody that, though. I just want you to know, he 8 toed in here. Now, I ain't talking about nobody I know.
But you just hate them,
but I just hate them. We equally sick.
What do you got,
Dolly? Come on, Neff. What you got?
I can't stand the dude that rat on you when you clock out an hour early. You and him, you thought you had it cool with him until you get halfway home. Mm-hmm. Yeah, dog, they looking for you. Hey,
how they looking
for me?
How they know I'm gone?
How they know I'm gone?
Yeah. All right, Steve.
What you got?
I don't like people who send you video, email you videos of their life.
Dang, that just got personal.
It got real.
It got real.
Yeah, it did. The topic is people I hate on my job. Let's go, Jay.
You know what? The people I hate on my job, and not only are they sicker than you, but they have functions to raise money about how damn sick they are. We don't have nothing for diabetics. We ain't running. We ain't making speeches. Yeah. We ain't out there doing that. We don't have a month or nothing. Right. Therefore, with you having a day or a month or a marathon, to me, just to me, you are sicker than me. That's all I'm saying.
Oh. Dude,
yeah. You know what? You know what I like about my job? What? You know, I know some sick people on the job. I'm not calling no name. I ain't telling no lie. But I childlike people that got diabetes that act like type 2 is better than type 1. We didn't care for all that. Yeah. You know, they seem like they just really all that. You know, I take my medicine. You know, I don't shoot my medicine. You know, but they talking to other sick people about it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you really still on medicine? Ain't my fault you got a fat ass ancient way there. How you mad at me? Yeah. Okay, you was at one point no diabetes. You bypassed one went come right on to now. Two. That's all I'm saying. Not talking about nobody on my job.
What you got, Tommy?
I can't stand nobody on my job who a millionaire, and every time they come to work, they always, ooh, I'm going through. What is you going through? You ain't going through. Ooh, the Lord tested me. Yeah, I ain't testing you. Ain't nothing wrong with it. Ooh, I'm going through. Ooh, y'all don't know what your boy going through. God, dog. Man, they had your boy out there. God, dog.
Right,
man,
I'm going to make it through this.
Man, they trying to test your boy. No. How is they we'll testing you when you sitting on all this time?
They don't come this back. Month.
Ooh, all these champagne-ass products.
All right, we'll be back with more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Here's another question for you guys. What foods, now think about this one, what foods did your mom make you when you were sick as a kid? All right, there's some foods that always remind us of being sick when we were a kid. And, you know, the standard, of course, is chicken soup. So is there one food or is there one soup that reminds you of being sick when you were a kid? Or which did your mom make for you that you make for your kids now? How about that one?
Oh, I can't do that to my kids.
What?
You get
like
I can't
what?
Do that. My mama made me a hot toddy with a shot of Jack Daniels in it. I was cold on the floor. Yeah. I can't do that to my kids. I can't put that in there.
I'm with you, Tommy. I couldn't do that. My mama would take that Vicks Vapor Rub and put it in some tea and make you drink that. And it says on the bottle, don't swallow. It says that right on the bottle. Do not
They didn't care.
You still here. You didn't have a cold anymore, did you?
You still here.
Cleared it right up.
We living.
Yeah. Wow. We had castor oil. I had to take castor oil with that. Oranges.
Oh,
that was so
with
nasty.
Oranges? Now, what's the oranges for?
To cut the taste. Cut the
taste.
Yeah, because castor oil was so
castor oil
nasty.
Tastes like nothing.
Mm-hmm.
What about
did
you,
your
Carl?
Mom put that Vicks Vapor Rub on your chest? All on your chest when you're just all
over
your body?
My chest, in my nose.
Yeah, all up your nose, yeah.
I'll say, you know what? The standard was soup, and it was always like apple juice. You had to drink like clear liquids.
Yeah, lots of apple
clear
juice,
liquids
right?
And ginger ale and crack.
All right, more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show and some trending news coming up at 33 minutes after the hour, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, here we go with something funny. Come on, Junior. Truth be told.
Yeah, I'm going to say this for some churches that's out here that need to have testimony time really cut out. And truth be told, if your church don't have internet, you don't need to be having testimony time because these testimonies are getting too long. They need a screener.
Yes.
They need somebody to sit down
way
in
too
the
much
back.
Time, huh?
Let me hear your testimony, and we will decide whether you get to say it in front of everybody. Because you got people who go up there and want to testify. You can tell the ones whose testimony is not going to be good because they're too anxious to get the mic.
Yeah.
They head shaking in line, shoulder jumping. They jumping up like they got a game or something, like they got a warm up on. And then they get up there,
yes,
and the testimony, I want to speak to the Lord about my toe. This toe had been hurting me. We don't really need them no more. I'm just asking, can we get some screeners before we have to hear your testimony on Sunday? All of us got stuff to do. Now we sitting up here holding up in church because you talking about your toe or how good. Somebody got there one time, no lie, Shirley, and testified, I've been praying for Israel. And I'm saying to myself, you ain't never been to Israel. Why the hell is you up there praying? How you get to, how the Lord talk to you about Israel? Where you get that from? I just want to go. The game is on. And I don't want to just sit in here no more and hear your testimony that ain't about nothing. You ain't got an amen. You ain't got a go ahead.
Go ahead.
Or let him use you. Ain't nobody said nothing.
Nothing.
You shut down 385 people by yourself. You shut down an entire church.
Uh-huh.
Pastor ain't saying nothing. We need, you know, we need a testimony mic snatcher. I'm signing up because if I don't like it, I'm coming up there
and snatch that mic.
The Apollo got the saying, man.
Yeah,
churches need to have a testimonial mic snatcher. That's all I'm saying.
That's all you're saying.
Wow. That's all I'm just saying.
Junior.
Just want to get that out there.
Talk on it, man.
I like that.
Want to get that out there.
Oh, God.
Junior, that was a bad service.
Yeah. How long is this going to go on, huh?
Well,
you know how long this
test going? No, the problem is, Jay, we keep acting like it ain't. We done took up this offering. We've been here since 6.
And they still talking.
They still talking.
The game is on.
The game is on. You ain't getting nobody say, go ahead. There you go. Amen. You can't get nobody agree with you. Your testimony is not about anything.
Oh, my God.
I love it.
I'm just saying, why you get to talk is that long? Man, we need a testimony of Mike Snatcher. I'm telling you, this is a
Could
job.
Could you please sit your butt down?
There you go, Jay.
Please.
Oh, man, if they start their testimony off with, you know. If you hit them two words right there, they testimony ain't about to be
when
violent.
That arm swing
when
that arm
swing
when
out,
you know.
And you know.
All right, we'll be back with more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
All right, Steve, it's on you for closing remarks.
I'm ready.
Mm-hmm.
You know, today I want to talk to men. And I'm not saying anything right now that I don't think a lot of men are very, very aware of. I'm not the only man that feels this way. I just happen to have a platform and I can say it out loud. You know, in light of this horrific video that's out of this man who has his gun drawn and slaps a phone from this woman's hand, and then she hits him and he proceeds to punch this woman like she's a man. I just want to talk to men for a second. Now, once again, this isn't for every man listening, because like I say, the majority of men that I know feel this exact same way. But if you're one of those men that you just don't get it, if you weren't raised this way, if you're one of those men who says, well, she shouldn't have put her hands on me. I agree. I agree that a woman shouldn't hit a man. I agree with that wholeheartedly. But let's just talk about manhood for a second. Even if she does her level best to hit you, just really, bruh, really, man, how damaging is it? Really, how damaging is it? I mean, let's think about this, man. I was raised not to hit women no matter what. Now, look, if you're in a life and death situation, you got to protect yourself. A woman got a gun and finna shoot you. That we're talking a different set of stuff. I'm talking about if a woman draws her hand back and hits you, what your response should be. And you know what it should be? To walk away. To just say, hey, look, stop. Hey, look, I'm out of here. Go ahead. I can see you blocking a punch. I can understand that. But to retaliate, fellas, listen to me. That's not the way we were meant to treat women. Even if a woman in a fit of anger loses it, and I have tried to tell my daughters, don't put your hand on no man, because all these men out here ain't raised like your father and your brothers was. But now listen to me. In a fit of anger, if she does hit you, fellas, what are you doing? Listen, man. First of all, let me tell you how special women are. Do you know that women have a skill set that none of us have? They give birth to children. They bring life into this world. They are our mothers. They are our grandmothers. They are our sisters. They are our aunts. They are our teachers. They are our comfort. They are our source of times when we need someone to confide in. Women have been there for us since the beginning of time. Women patch us up so we can get back out here to war. Women love on us. Women tape us up and put us back together to face another day. Women are special, man. They are special. They do things for us that no one else can provide. A level of comfort, healing, loving, security that nobody else provides. We have got to get back to understanding who we are as men. As men. Now, I'm not talking about women's lib. I think women should have equal pay, equal jobs. I'm talking about all of that. But after that, though, we have an obligation to treat them special, that they are not targets for our anger. Calling them all out our name, but we didn't allow this to go on too, though. And I can't really blame nobody but our generation. We got to stop being this way, man. I've noticed a shift in the way young men are dressing now. And man, I take my hat off to y'all. I had these cats from Chicago Black Ink on my talk show the other day. This dude came out in a three-piece suit, man. One of the leaders of the black crew. This guy was so dapper, man. I was proud of him. I looked at all these cats, these young cats that was at this party, this Oscar party we went to. All these young dudes was dapper. They had their suits on, their tuxes on. I mean, man, I've watched slowly come back around where young guys are starting to dress. Well, why are we dressing? I want you to get what else comes with that. Do you know that when you walk a woman down the street, that you are always supposed to be on the curb side of the street? Do you know that you're really not supposed to allow a woman to walk against the curb, closest to the curb, and you on the inside? And you know why? Because it came from chivalry, man. It came from back in the days when there was wagons out on the street, and a gentleman was walking down a boarded sidewalk with a woman, and if a wagon came by and splashed mud, it would splash on the gentleman instead of on the lady. It started like that. It was something as simple as that, because that's when we started having sidewalks back in the day. So that's what that was about. But we lost that. I see women walking up against the curb. We lost that. Do you know when you get on the escalator with your woman, you're supposed to let her in the front in case she falls, you can catch her? Do you know when you get on the escalator going down, you're supposed to be in front of her in case she stumbles, she falls into you? Do you know that, man, that you're supposed to open doors for women? Do you know that you're supposed to open car doors for women? Do you know that you're supposed to pull out chairs for women? This ain't an option. This is what we're supposed to do, because we men.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.